Morning, church.
Hi, morning.
Today I will be sharing my faith statement and part of my faith journey with you. I'm very happy having finally completed my confirmation class. It was a very long and fun journey, even though I had to get up early morning every Sunday. Throughout my journey, I learned some things about God and how those beliefs are related to other religions. This really pushed me to question my faith and what I believe God is to me. After it was all over, I was told that this was only the beginning and that my beliefs will always remain in flux like a flowing river and not remain the same to a certain degree. After my confirmation class, this is what I came up with. God as I see him is a spiritual being whom has no gender or physical body. God exists as the Trinity, which means three different parts: the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, which together are God. The Father is the one who knows and watches everyone and everything. God is loving of all people of the world and forgives us, even when we have sinned against him. Jesus Christ, the Son, is the one who was crucified for all our sins, and the world would have been a very different place without him. And it is believed that through him and only him can the people of the earth enter the kingdom of God. Even though I partly agree with this, I also believe that everyone can enter the kingdom of God through faith alone. The Holy Spirit is the being or spiritual presence of God that is always there with us. It guides us, giving us life and energy to perform God's will. It is like the powerful breath of God that sustains all life. Some believe that the church is the house of God, where God is always present, even though we can't see him or always sense him. Yes, I think the church is the house of God, and he's always there. But the church is also simply a place where the preaching of God and the good word happens. God is always with us, everywhere we go, no matter what. And I believe this because it says so in the Bible. It also says to read the Bible and pray every day. Although I don't always do that, I still feel like God is with me. The time I've been in confirmation class was very fun and meaningful. I really enjoyed the time I spent with the few classmates that I had, and from the very beginning, at the lock-in, the retreat, and even the short Sunday morning classes. I would love to continue this journey with these people and all the wonderful people in this church. They quickly embraced us when we first came into this church. And I thank my parents for all their support, all my teachers and previous Sunday school teachers. And they all made my faith journey possible and very enjoyable. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to see you all here on Confirmation Sunday. This is truly a special day for Leo and Winangwa getting baptized, but also for Louis, who is a great member of our confirmation class. I know that Jiyun and I had a lot of fun working with them and learning with them as well. Today, we read from John chapter 15. In this chapter, Jesus speaks to his disciples at the Last Supper. For years, Jesus had been traveling with the disciples, teaching them and showing them what it means to live fully in God. But now, at the Last Supper, Jesus knows that he will be betrayed and that his time on earth is at an end. He knows that his disciples have to take responsibility for the movement that he started. Jesus says to them, "I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. Today, Leo and Winangwa become adults in the eyes of the church. That means no waking up early for Sunday school classes anymore, unless you want to volunteer. But it also means taking responsibility for your faith, just as the disciples had to take responsibility for Christianity when it was still in its infancy. Growing up, you've probably heard the word responsibility a lot, mostly in connection with doing your homework and cleaning your room. But more broadly, responsibility means fully understanding the role that you play in the events of your life. In school, this means understanding that your grades are a product of your efforts. That even if a class is really hard, you can still study for your test. In your personal relationships, it means understanding that in order to have a fulfilling friendship, not only do you need to be a good friend yourself, but you need to only accept friendships where there is a reciprocal effort to be a good friend. In terms of your faith, when you accept responsibility for your faith, you understand the role that your thoughts and your actions play in your relationship with God. In Acts 9, when Saul is on the road to Damascus, Jesus appears before him in a flash of light, blinding Saul, and then restoring his sight 3 days later. In doing so, Jesus took one of his fiercest detractors and turned him into an instrument to bring his name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. Saul, now Paul, becomes the most important figure in early Christianity and perhaps the single greatest force in the spread of the nascent religion. Paul is so much a larger-than-life figure in Christianity that the question I'm about to ask might seem a little bit silly. Did Paul have faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Paul's belief in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was absolute. But he had a lot of evidence that God existed and that God was intimately involved in his life. God came down from heaven and blinded him and then gave him his sight back 3 days later. When Paul and Silas were in jail in Philippi, God made an earthquake rise from the ground to break the doors of the jail down and free them. God even gave Paul the power to heal so that a piece of cloth that Paul touched would make better those who were unwell. In the face of all of these miracles, it makes sense that Paul would so ardently believe in God. You know, it would be insane for him to believe anything else. Faith today, though, is a little different. There's no booming voice yelling down at me saying, "This is my son, the beloved." There's no angel floating behind me as I preach to you today. You know, priests don't have magical healing powers. God isn't going around blinding people and then giving them their sight back. Faith today truly is, as said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the conviction of things not seen. In high school and college, I was a sleepaway camp counselor for a couple of years. Man, that was a tough job. I had to wrangle a dozen 11-year-old kids 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. To be honest, I didn't really enjoy it. But at the end of each summer, I'd go home and I'd lose those daily reminders of how hard the job was. I wouldn't have to break up fighting campers or yell at kids who weren't cleaning their rooms. And over the course of those next 9 months, those feelings of exhaustion and frustration would fade. You know, I'd remember the events. I'd remember the hair pulling or the kid who wouldn't shower. But the sensations and memories that went along with that would grow more dim. And then the next summer would come around, and against my better judgment, I'd go back to summer camp. And the cycle would repeat itself. It's tough to maintain a feeling or a conviction if there's nothing reminding you why you have it. That's why time heals all wounds. Your girlfriend breaks up with you, and it's devastating. And you sit in bed for a long time, and you order a lot of Domino's pizza, and you cry a lot. But then, you know, you don't talk to her for a year, and you feel way better. When I came back to the U.S. after studying abroad in Scotland, I missed all my friends at the University of St. Andrews so much. But while I still miss them, the feeling has faded. Not a sharp pain, but a dull ache. Faith works in very much the same way. We all have moments in our lives that affirm our belief in God. A time of prayer, a sunset, a hymn, where we feel overcome by God's peace and can feel that spiritual connection between us and our Creator. But it's the gaps in those moments where responsibility comes in. Going to church, reading the Bible, volunteering at a shelter, praying. All these acts remind you of God's presence in your life. These reminders reinforce your faith, and they provide opportunities to have those faith-affirming, those life-affirming moments of spiritual connection. Everybody knows the saying, you make your own luck, but you also make your own faith. Jesus isn't going to appear to you in the Lincoln Tunnel and convert you like he did Saul. God is everywhere, all the time. But taking responsibility for your faith means understanding that seeing him and feeling him are up to you. Thank you.